All Corbyn's rise to the challenge, says Jeremy's brother, Piers. Jeremy Corbyn's younger brother, housing campaigner and meteorologist, Piers, has told the News that the Labour leadership result signals as a new era. The week after Jeremy stormed a victory, Piers, who lives in Walworth, said, Southwark's MPs must now respect democracy. They need to ask themselves whether or not they will accept these policies, in particular ending austerity and everything that goes with it. On a personal level, it is fantastic and almost unbelievable. It's a new era. The Murdoch press are going hell for leather to attack him, so I'm asking all his supporters to join Labour and protect Jeremy's new way. In a message posted on his long-range weather forecasting website, www.weatheraction.com, after his brother's election, Piers said it had been a glorious day. He added, To those who ask, did Jeremy stay the course to become PM, I say yes. All Corbyns rise to the challenges they meet and stand for accountability and integrity above self-interest and spin. Piers had been mocked in the press in the lead-up to his brother's election, with some national papers dubbing him the wacky weatherman, conspiracy theorist, wacky professor and maverick. Neither of Southwark's three MPs had supported Corbyn in the leadership race. Helen Hayes, MP for Dulwich and West Norwood, voted for Andy Burnham. She said, It's on the public record that I didn't vote for Jeremy. The new challenge is to be the best opposition party we can be. What I want to see now is the party come together. Neil Coyle, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, had nominated Corbyn before finally voting for Yvette Cooper. He said, It has been an interesting few days, but I think everyone deserves a clear crack at the whip. Harriet Harman, MP for Camberwell and Peckham, stood down from her position as acting party leader following the result. She did not place a vote in order to remain neutral.